Hey everybody! Today I watched The Muppets Season 1 Episode 11, Swine Song. They're back, and I've been looking forward to this because I've heard that there are changes afoot. And at first I was like, this feels exactly how the show was before. I thought this was going to be some type of reboot or something. And as it turns out, it was quite cleverly constructed in this episode. Throughout this episode, we change into the new format as the show within the show, Up Late with Miss Piggy, also goes through a rebranding, in quotes. Not really a rebranding or reboot, but more of like a shift of focus, which I think will be excellent if they can pull this off, which I think they can, and they will, with these the rest of this season. What we get by the end of the show, both in the show within the show and the show itself, is more of a focus on all of the characters, and it's a lot less of a... I feel like it's a lot less cynical of a story. It still has a bit of that, but as far as the main dynamic between Kermit and Piggy, it's just been so negative in the first 10 episodes. And I think it'll be nice to see that going forward as something different than that. Because if you've listened to my other reviews of the rest of these episodes, I was just getting so tired of Ms. Piggy's jealous. Ms. Piggy's jealous in this episode. Now she's jealous in that episode. Now she's jealous again and all of that. That it's... having that being the main focus of the show is just holding it back a little bit, I think. The best thing about this episode... So we have the head of the network, June Diane Raphael, who is awesome. And then we have... I should have looked up the actor's name. But she brings in a branding expert named Pache. And... so he has all these suggestions for changes. They don't do any of those. They totally ignore him, but of course he ends up taking the credit. The thing that I love the most about this episode is Key and Peele, who talk about their experience with Pache taking over their show, and then they got canceled. Fictionally, they got canceled because of that. And then they go into talking about how they opened an Etsy store selling oven mitts. And that was awesome. I love that bit. And the other thing I really liked was Gloria Estefan, the penguin, who Piggy picked up in Argentina. And he ends up paired with, is it a he? They were calling the penguin a he. But I'm not sure. I think they were. Anyway, he ends up paired with Deadly, and so they have their own little storyline through this whole episode, and that was awesome. I really like this episode, and if they continue in this direction, which I'm sure they are, I look forward to the rest of this season. I haven't seen any news on if it's been renewed or anything like that for season two. It is being held to such a high standard, being the Muppets. But I guess that probably would also weigh against how much it costs to produce. Because this, even with, if you had a similar storyline with all the same characters, but they were people, it would probably cost a lot less, I'd imagine, with how they have to build the sets and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know, maybe not. No idea. And there's probably an article out there already about it being renewed or not. Possibly. I don't know. I have a lot of not researched information here. So I will end there, since that's the case. That's Muppets Episode 11, Swine Song. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. And I hope we see the penguin the penguin with Deadly for, like, the rest of the series. At least until he goes back. I hope if we we do have to see like an on-screen disappearance of the Penguin, that she or he gets sent back to Argentina to reunite with its family or something like that. Or maybe it's just gone. We just never talk about it again. Who knows? All right, let me know what you thought about Swine Song by tweeting me at jkire, that's J-K-I-R-E, and be sure to visit todayiwatched.com for more reviews all the time. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you later. Bye!